Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Three women in Bayport, a woman, her mother, and her daughter in court, indicted on charges of torturing a 7-year-old girl to death. And the cries heard in the courtroom eventually spilled into the hallway, where family and friends struggled to come to grips with how this happened. And then those cries turned to anger, which led to a big fight right outside the courthouse. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall leading us off with cries for Jordan.
I can't believe that anybody in their right mind would do something like that.
Family and friends of 7-year-old Jordan Duncan cried as they packed the courtroom. In fact, there were so many supporters, some had to remain outside in the hallway.
Heartbreaking, monstrous.
They screamed as they left, saying they do not understand how three generations of women could be accused of torturing the little girl in their custody until she died.
To miss that many days of school and no one calls CPS.
And outside the courthouse, the supporters, most wearing Jordan's favorite color pink, began fighting.
What happened out here was something stupid.
No one was injured. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Yeah, court officials came outside and broke up the fight. It's unclear who started it. Meantime, we'll continue to monitor developments in this case and let you know the outcome. All three women pleaded not guilty today in court. And then over in Mastic, a man found guilty after he strangled an 8-month-old baby. Suffolk DA Ray Tierney says 25-year-old Amar Corbin was found guilty of causing injury to the child by applying pressure to its face and chest. Baby was left in his care in May of last year. The DA says Corbin had been drinking and getting agitated as he argued with this then-girlfriend, the child's mother, over the phone. When the mother returned home, she found the baby lying in its crib with injuries to the face and chest. She took the baby to Stony Brook, where they evaluated the kid for abuse. Corbin reportedly told the mom, the baby's injuries were self-inflicted. Yeah, that's it. It was a rash. I didn't do anything. Prosecutors say, really? This 8-month-old baby inflicted blunt force pressure to its own face and chest? And not to mention the adult handprint, as well as broken blood vessels to the face and upper body? Dude, bye. He'll be sentenced July 28th, faces up to 7 years. A few days after that carriage horse mishap in Central Park, which left a tourist dead, the carriages could be seen riding people around in the park again today. But now there are safety teams in place at the park to provide oversight and retraining. Julia Papa with that update.
A group of Australian tourists disembarked from four horse carriages.
Were you concerned at all for safety?
No.
Did you feel okay?
Yeah, it felt great.
The carriages are back in Central Park after a hiatus and retraining following the death of an 18-year-old tourist thrown from a runaway carriage last week. Union rep and driver Christina Hansen says safety regulations were reviewed.
Emphasizing most notably the importance of there never being passengers in the carriage unless there's a driver on the box with the lines in their hand.
Drivers are also hitching the horses to lampposts or signposts in the park when not in motion. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We also have an arrest now in that story we told you about yesterday where a young girl escaped a kidnapping attempt. Incident happened Saturday outside 55 Richmond Terrace over on Staten Island. Police say 46-year-old Loman Venable lured a 14-year-old kid into a taxi, took her to an unknown location, and then allegedly put his grubby paws all over her, touching her inappropriately. She managed to get away from him. Well, they caught up with Mr. Octopus yesterday, put cuffs on all his tentacles, and hauled him off to jail. He's charged with attempted kidnapping and forcible touching. Also today up in the Bronx, an arrest after a sergeant was hit by a stolen car.
It was a scene out of Grand Theft Auto. Someone stole a Kia and led police on a chase through Washington Heights in the South Bronx. Officers swarmed the car in the Fordham neighborhood, but the driver tried to get away and hit a sergeant in the process. At that point, police say another officer fired his gun through the Kia's windshield, striking the 18-year-old driver in the arm. He's recovering in the hospital and will be charged. The sergeant is okay. 20-year-old Angel Robles was also in the car and is now charged with criminal possession of a weapon after a loaded Glock 22 caliber handgun was found in the car. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A police officer charged with menacing and pointing a loaded gun at a civilian co-worker. Now this coming after the same person sued the officer and the NYPD, claiming she endured years of sexual and racial harassment. Officer Kilvio Espinal was in court today. He says, I didn't do it. He faces indictment for allegedly pointing his gun in an information security office, then placing the gun on the lady's desk in an act of intimidation. His lawyer also insisting it never happened. Robert Godley.
This
case is absurd. The district attorney should never have introduced or should never have even presented this case.
A woman reported the incident to her super, and Espinal was arrested and placed on modified duty. The alleged victim's family says rather than answer for what he did, the defense has resorted to attacking the victim, even though the facts couldn't be clearer, they say. No word on when this will go back to court. World Cup fever is here. StubHub wants you to get a free haircut to celebrate. Oh, boy. The company's bringing its World Cup Cuts program to the city.
So they're calling it a World Cup Cut. Best part? It's free. Celebrity barber Denny Mo's, Harlem's Cafe Mello, and StubHub collabing.
Barbers are very important. Haircuts are very important, and both are important to soccer, the World Cup.
Now that is Jessica Gonzalez, StubHub's head of consumer comms. She says you don't have to get an athlete-inspired cut for it to be free, but it'd be nice.
We're meeting the fans where they are. Like, we want them to show up, be comfortable.
Yeah, this Teen Jaycion's taking full advantage.
This is, like, more different than what I usually get.
All thanks to his barber, Key.
Come get right. I enjoy giving out to my community, so I love y'all guys. Thank you for pulling up.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at Cafe Mello.
Come and get right. I wonder, can they do anything with my hair? But whatever. And soccer fans can head to Chinatown tomorrow night for the start of a multi-day soccer-palooza in Manhattan. It'll feature a free community watch party of the Brazil-Scotland match at 6 p.m. tomorrow with complimentary snacks and more. That's happening on 130 Madison Street, and then a few hours later, if you head over to Columbus Park, it'll be a screening of Shaolin Soccer Under the Stars. The Chinatown Soccer Palooza ends in a big open streets event Saturday featuring soccer activities, games, cultural performances, and more. Everything is free, but you might want to RSVP for the watch party tomorrow because those things can get pretty packed. Well, controversy today surrounding a Brooklyn coffee shop after it accused pro-Israel Congressman Dan Goldman of supporting genocide. The Instagram post has since been deleted.
The post was shocking to see for Congressman Dan Goldman.
Because it was so diametrically opposite to the feeling I had when I was in there.
Which was that the barista at Poetica Coffee couldn't have been nicer, letting his daughter use the bathroom. He says he bought something and left her a tip. Then the post from Poetica saying, "Too bad we didn't recognize you right away, or we would have turned you away. Don't come back."
To hold American Jews responsible for what the Israeli government does is anti-Semitism.
The Department of Justice is investigating. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the coffee shop appears to have deleted its Instagram account. We've reached out to them for comment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.